Hello and welcome to the podcast. Today we will be focusing on what this podcast will be doing. The three main things this podcast focuses on is Pokemon, Marvel, and anime. And we're gonna start off by talking about some new things and details that can help you with your gaming experience or trading card game. So first off, Cramorant and Flygon will be showing up in raids in Pokemon Sword and Shield. Also, you can have your top deck Academy debut with the Pokemon Company. Also, Secrets of the Jungle have come out in Japanese, but will be arriving to English screens soon in 2021. Also, you might have missed out on the chance to get Zerard in Pokemon Sword and Shield. He is the rogue monkey Pokemon. His type is dark and grass. His height is 5'11" and he weighs 154.3 pounds. His ability is Lifeguard, and he would be level 60 with the moves Close Combat, Power Whip, Swagger, and Snarl. I hope you really enjoy that. But also, the 25th anniversary of Pokemon is coming up. Celebrating 25 years is pretty cool. They are doing a playlist with Katy Perry and will be doing some Pokemon cards that go through generations 8 to 1, with Pikachu being a main one. Speaking of more video game things, the Crown Tundra is a really good thing that you should get, because it helps you experience the world of Sword and Shield in many different ways, and they are based off the islands of Scotland and so much more. It is available now for the price of almost £30. Also, the new trading card game Vivid Voltage includes Pokemon such as Pikachu VMAX, Zarude V, Orbeetle VMAX, and Celebi. I'm really nice of that to wrap. But coming up in the future is Shining Fates, and we all want that shiny Charizard. and I really hope some cards include Shiny Charizard VMAX Gigantamax form, Toxtricity Shiny, Corviknight Shiny, and Dracapult Shiny. Pretty cool, I believe. And we will now move on to Marvel news. As you may or may not know, WandaVision has been out for the past 5 weeks, and it has shown you the next couple of episodes in a trailer nearby. Also, some new some news is that most Marvel TV shows like WandaVision, well, the next thing to come out should be, look, Black Widow will be arriving at your cinemas May 7th, 2021. Whoa. And there's quite a bit of other news. And Marvel releases official trailer for Marvel's Behind the Mask, premiering February 12th on Disney Plus. That's pretty cool. And moving along to certain anime, we all know Attack on Titan was a real good hit, but we've still got quite a few to go through, like Cells at Work and that sort of thing. Hold on a second. Cells at Work is doing good. February 11th. Tokyo Series 7. Hold on a second, because no, anime is actually pretty cool right now, because you have like the whole One Piece that is continuing and that sort of thing. Like, it's One Piece, which has been running for almost over 950 episodes and that sort of thing. And it's actually pretty cool for everything we know about anime. Some new anime coming out in Valade, Cells at Work, premiere 7th of January, we've already seen that. High Rise, we all know how well Dr. Stone has been going. And it's been going alright, I'd say. It's pretty cool. The ones we're looking forward to are My Hero Academia, coming out March, April time. And if you write in your calendars for April 4th, you will get some JoJo information. So maybe Stone Ocean can be made into an actual anime. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk in a week or so.